Title: Route Jungle Amen Variation with Modern Punch and Vintage Soul in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson we're taking one classic Amen-style jungle break and turning it into a modern drum and bass drum engine that hits hard, stays clean under a rolling bass, but still has that vintage soul. The key move today is routing. Instead of treating the Amen like one loop that you keep eking and compressing until it dies, we're going to split it into multiple perspectives of the same break, one lane for transients, one lane for body, one for air, one for dirt, and then we'll use return effects for space and throws. Then we recombine and automate those lanes like a jungle editor would. That's how you get variation, without losing punch or losing control. Before we touch effects, quick prep. Drop your Amen loop onto an audio track and name it Amen Main. Warp it so it sits right on the grid. For that classic jungle feel, Beats Warp Mode is a great starting point. Preserve transients, and keep the envelope somewhere around 25 to 45. Lower envelope is snappier, higher is smoother. Trust your ears. If you hear weird clicks or facey stuff, back off the envelope or adjust warp markers. Now gain stage. This is where modern punch is born. Don't slam the brake at the start. Clip gain it so your peaks are roughly minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. We want headroom, because we're about to build parallel chains, and parallel chains get loud fast. Next, the routing skeleton. Take Amen Main and group it. Call the group Amen Group. Now duplicate the Amen Main track inside that group 4 times. Rename the duplicates: Amen Trans, Amen Body, Amen Air, and Amen Dirt. Optionally make one more called Amen Space Print if you like to print throws later, but we can add that when we resample. Now create 3 return tracks. Name them RVB Jungle, DLY Throw, and Para Crush. These returns are going to give us classic jungle ambience and the kind of controlled chaos you hear in modern DNB edits. Quick mindset check. This is parallel processing. That means the relationship between lanes matters, especially timing and phase. If we do this right, it will feel like one drum kit with faders. If we do it wrong, it'll feel hollow. We'll do a phase sanity check later. Let's build the transient lane first. Amen Trans. The job here is simple. Give us modern attack and snap, without low-end clutter. Start with EQ8. High pass fairly hard, somewhere between 120 and 170 HE. You're not allowed to have sub-information on the transient lane, because it makes the whole bus unstable when you start compressing and saturating. If the break is spitty or harsh, do a gentle dip around 3 to 5 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, medium Q. Then add drum bus, drive somewhere around 5 to 15%, and push transients up, like plus 10 to plus 25. Boom is usually off here, because body lives on the body lane. If it gets too fizzy, use damp around 3 to 6 kHz. Then add a compressor for control. Ratio 4:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the transient gets through. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. When you solo this lane, you should mostly hear crack, hats, and definition. It should feel tight and modern. Now Amen Body. This is where we build weight and glue like a real drum recording. Start with EQ8. High pass around 40 to 60 Hz. That might sound scary if you're used to breaks carrying all the low end, but in drum and bass your sub belongs to the bass line, and the kick fundamental, not the Amen's rumble. If the break feels thin, add a wide boost around 180 to 240 Hz, 1 to 3 dB. If it gets boxy, pull a little around 300 to 450 Hz. Next, glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Turn on soft clip. We're not trying to smash it. 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is perfect. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. And this is important. Trim the output so it's not louder, just thicker. Loudness will trick you into thinking it's better. When you solo the body lane, it should feel like the kit weight and the smack of the snare's chest, but it should not sound muddy. If it's muddy, your high pass is too low or your low mids are too boosted. Next, Amen Air. This is the vintage soul lane. It's not brightness, it's the sense of record air, cymbal wash, and a little grime up top. EQ8 first. High pass steeply at around 2 to 4 kHz. Yes, that high. We only want the top layer. Then, if needed, a gentle shelf up around 8 to 12 kHz, plus 2 to plus 5 dB. Careful. This lane can turn into harshness if you overdo it. Now add redux for subtle grit. Bit reduction around 11 to 14 bits. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Keep the mix subtle. Think 10 to 25% dry slash wet. You want era, not video game. Then add auto filter for movement. High pass or band pass around 5 to 9 kHz. Resonance around 0.6 to 1.2. Add a tiny LFO. Rate half a bar or one bar. Amount around 5 to 12%. This is one of those moves where you feel it more than you hear it, but it makes the break breathe like old hardware. Teacher tip. If you want vinyl real air without just blasting hiss, you can layer controlled noise inside this lane. Add a noise source, high pass at around 6 to 10 kHz. Then use a gate sidechained from Amen Trans so the noise blooms with hats and snare tails instead of sitting there constantly. That's how you get record air that follows the groove. Now Amen Dirt. This lane is your controlled mayhem. The trick is, make it aggressive, but don't let it wreck your low end or your stereo image. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 Hz. If it gets fizzy, you can even shelf down a bit around 10 kHz. Now the star, roar in Live 12. Use tape or overdrive mode as a safe starting point. Drive around 10 to 25%. Pull the tone slightly darker than you think. In heavy DNB, dirt that's too bright becomes brittle fast. If you can, add a bit of envelope follower modulation so the drive bites harder on hits. Then compress aggressively. Ratio 8:1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 30 to 80 milliseconds, and don't be afraid of 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction here, because this is a parallel lane. Finally, add utility to keep it under control. Keep width around 80 to 100%. We're not widening dirt, we're adding attitude and density. Blend tip you should actually use. Bring Amen Dirt up until you really notice it. Then mute it. If muting it makes the break feel small, you're in the right zone. Now bring it back in and back it off slightly. That miss it when it's gone level is usually perfect. Now the return effects. This is where we get jungle space and throws without washing out the groove. On RVB jungle, load hybrid revert in convolution mode. Pick a small room, drum room, or studio style IR. Keep decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the reverb stays out of the transient's way. Inside hybrid reverb, cut lows below 200 Hz. And tame highs above 10 kHz. We're not making a bright EDM hall, we're making believable space. Then duck the reverb. Add a compressor after the reverb and sidechain it from Amen Group, or from your kick and snare if you have them. Ratio 4:1. Fast attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 100 to 250 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. This is how you keep the room vibe but maintain punch. On DLY throw, load echo, set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/16 dotted. That dotted timing is a big part of classic jungle bounce. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so it doesn't compete with hats or bass. Add a bit of saturation inside echo, around 10 to 20%. Then put auto pan after it, rate quarter note or half note, amount 20 to 40% for subtle motion. On para crush, we're making an Amen explosion bus. Put drum bus first. Drive 15 to 30%, transients plus 5 to plus 15, and keep boom minimal, 0 to 10%, because boom can mess with your bass relationship. Then saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ8, high pass around 150 Hz, and if needed a little presence around 2 to 4 kHz. Now, an important coaching note about routing. Decide whether your sends are pre or post, deliberately. If you want clean classic room around the whole break, send to RVB Jungle from a cleaner lane, like Amen Main or Amen Body, not from Amen Dirt. But if you want dubby degraded throws, send to DLY Throw from the processed lane, even from the dirt lane, or get wild and feed a little from Paracrush. Pre versus post is the difference between clean room around nasty drums and nasty space that smears in a good way. Next, glue the group. On Amen Group itself, add EQ8 first. Gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. That's just housekeeping. If your Amen has an annoying ring, this is a good moment to find it. Use Spectrum if you need. Sweep a narrow EQ in the 180 to 260 AC area, sometimes higher, and cut 1 to 3 dB. That small move buys you headroom and stops the loop sounding honky when you saturate. Then add glue compressor on the group. Ratio 2:1. Attack 10 ms. Release auto and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Then a limiter as a safety catch. Ceiling at minus 1, minimal gain. We're not chasing loudness on the break bus. Your kick and sub will thank you later. Now do the quick phase alignment sanity test. Put utility on one lane, say Amen Body, and hit phase invert left and right. If your snare suddenly disappears or the groove gets hollow in a dramatic way, you've got timing misalignment somewhere in the parallel setup. Common causes are latency-heavy devices like convolution or oversampling living on just one lane. The fix is usually, keep latency-heavy effects on returns, not on core lanes. Or if you absolutely must, print a lane and nudge it a few samples, or use track delay. Don't ignore this. Phase problems are one of the main reasons people say parallel processing doesn't work. Now we make it musical. Variation like a jungle editor. First and B sections. Think in 16-bar phrases. Bars 1 to 8, keep dirt lower and reverb modest. Bars 9 to 16, push amen dirt up and maybe increase sends to para crush for a lift. This is energy automation, not random knob wiggling. Second, snare throws. Automate the DLY throw send on only the snare hits at the end of 4, 8, or 16 bars. The trick is restraint. One throw that lands perfectly sounds like jungle. Throws on everything sounds like your auditioning presets. Third, they are only micro break fill. One bar before a drop. Mute amen body and amen trans. Keep amen AIR and maybe push RVB jungle a bit. Then slam everything back on the drop. This gives you that tape lift, mixer cut style moment without cheesy effects. Fourth, return only fills. This one is super authentic. For one beat, mute the entire group, but let the returns keep ringing. It sounds like a manual cut on a mixer, and it's insanely mix safe, because the transient space is cleared for that beat.